Ladies and gentlemen, with June Whitfield, Wallace Eaton, Robertson here, here is Frankie Howard.
Thank you. Thank you, most kind, most kind. As a matter of fact, I realize this week something for the first time. We are a nation of malingerers. I'm talking about the British I'm talking about. Column dodgers. Because it hit me when I popped into my doctor the other night. See, I was all, don't worry, I was all right. No, I'm just all right. I just wanted some cotton wool. Because my sofa needed restuffing. And no, well, you know, these wigs, and those wigs make very good tea cozies because we're paying for them, aren't we? You don't want them to go to waste. So as I was saying, this waiting room was packed. Because I wouldn't have got a seat, only I managed to beat this poor old soul to the last one. Because I can't grapple much with gout. And the jockeying for position that goes on in these doctors' waiting rooms is marvellous. Every time his bell went, they were off. It looked more like a greyhound meeting. I did laugh because the doc rang his bell and three of his patients got jammed in the door. And one finished up with a sprained wrist. And he was only there to get signed off. Michael, this doctor's very humane, a very humane man, because while I was there, I was chatting up his nurse, and I inadvertently backed him with hypodermic. I didn't mind, because as a matter of, as he said, I'll never get swamp fever or beriberi. Comforting, isn't it? Mind you, I had to have my tea off the mantelpiece for a week. No, but this doctor's a very brilliant man, happens to be a very good, he's a psychiatrist, because I remember when I had this inferiority complex. Yes, can you imagine Francis inferior? Laughable to contemplate. That's what he said. You see, these things creep up on you, don't they? It all started one morning with me when the Coleman arrived, because I found myself carrying the sacks in. And he's got his feet up, he's having a cuppa, and helping himself to my fairy cakes. I've only just taken them out of the oven. And even a bus conductor put me in my place. I can hear him now shouting, "On top, you!" I mean, it was pouring with rain. It's only a single decker. As you see, I've been completely cured. This is because this doctor used a new technique. He snapped me out of my inferiority, you see. He just convinced me I was a right big head. He did the trick. The other night I proved it in a very smart restaurant. I sent three meals back on the trot. Mind you, it annoyed the people who ordered them, but still, it was a start. Talking of food, my landlady's at it again. She's got me on a diet. Why, dieting, don't you? She says, it's for my own good, she says. Only last night I was faced with a plate of shredded lettuce, sunflower seeds, and some strange seaweed.
Oh, are you enjoying it, Miss Howard? Come on, get it down, you.
Get it down, me? And this seaweed you keep giving me, my stomach's going in and out with the tide.
That is a very nice dinner.
It's a mockery. I'm having to fight your budgie off now for the sunflower seeds. Another week of diet, I shall be too frail to peck back.
Well, anyway, you enjoy that, because I've got to get my Fred's dinner on.
You and your Fred. And what tempting morsel will he be shoveling down tonight?
Oh, nothing special. Well, it's midweek, you see, and it's not very much about.
Oh.
Now, I'm just going to rustle him up a bit of scampi with some roast duck to follow.
Oh, poor devil. I'll try and sit in a food pass for one night.
Well, I have to be very careful with my Fred. I have to watch his stomach.
Watch it? You can't miss it. He's got a silhouette like some poles.
Yes, and he's all mine.
Mind you, everyone's eating out more these days, aren't they? We've got more Chinese restaurants than they've got in Hong Kong. And when we're not eating out, we're all gambling. Because these casino restaurants are all the rage now. If you're quick, you can get a round of pontoon between courses. Yeah, I popped into one the other night. I took a little dolly with me. Because I'd met her previously, one boat race night in Trafalgar Square. I pulled her out of the fountain. And she, oh yes, she was all very top draw and bell bottoms. And because I'm very much at home with that type, you know. You've got to watch points. You know how to use the cutler in the right order. So you don't end up eating strawberries and cream with your fish knife. Anyway, we tottered into this lush casino restaurant.
Oh, Frankie, what a frightfully dizzy place. This must be terribly in.
Of course. I wouldn't take you anywhere that was terribly out. Shall we don the nose bag before dabbling with lady luck? I've got the chat for these places, you see.
Well, perhaps we could have a nibble.
Pardon? That's the upper crust. They don't care, do they? You must be ravenous after our spin through the home counties.
Oh, yes. We left the gang since they're miles behind.
Yeah, well, that's the best of a scooter. You can nip in and out, can't you? Let's have some service. Gendarme?
You wish the police, monsieur?
What for? We haven't been robbed yet. Wait till we get the bill.
Frankie, you are quaint.
Oh, I know. And I get quainter forthwith.
No, monsieur. Would you like a table?
Yes, and a couple of chairs. You're not standing, you know.
If you intend to gamble at the tables, the champagne is free.
Oh, stiffers, stiffers. Nothing like a bucket of champers with the halfpenny nap, is there?
Hey, Frankie, I'm simply famished. Do let's order.
Yes, we'd better before we run out of frogs for the stroganoff. I know, you see, I've got all the chat. Now, you go through the cards, dear.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Now, I think I'll have...
Yeah.
A little saumon froid, a la mayonnaise vert.
Yeah.
And, to start, a salade de tomate.
Oh, cheeky tart. Well, that's got the drink organized. Now...
No, it's not the drink, is Frankie.
Oh, it's not his. Oh, well. I'll have the same. I've had chips. And don't spare the vinegar.
Vinegar?
Yeah, vinegar.
Oh, good English. Good no finesse.
Eh?
No finesse.
No, just chips. And don't hang about. Chop, chop. And you can take out crashed helmets with you while you're at it.
Oh, where is the finesse?
Well, try the door over there. How should I know? Funny lot, these froggies, aren't they?
Oh, you're so jet-set, Frankie.
I know. I'm a real rave. Switched on. Got them all spinning. I'm aghast. It's like a foreign language, isn't it? Love to use it, though.
Frankie.
Yeah.
How's about a drink here?
Of course, eh. What would you like? A sherry flippy or a ginny fizzy?
Anything with a kick.
Like a large vodka in a Chelsea booty. Doesn't she talk peculiarly, Lily? I'll order a couple of imperatives.
Oi, Herbert. You flick, monsieur?
I'm not doing the flamenco, yes. We'd like a couple of drinks, please.
Yes, I'd like a repeat of something I had at Reggie's the other night.
Who cares, does she? I mean, what would you like to drink?
What I had at Reggie's. A Bloody Mary.
Oh. Is there no limit? Yes, I'll have a milk stout.
Frankie, look, some of the gang have just arrived. Oh, Nigel! Oh, Penny!
Oh, blimey.
Bring your drinkies over here.
Here we go. It's going to be all loose chat and tight trousers now.
Long time no see.
I see. Is it Nigel or Penny, I wonder? Or a bit of each?
I tinkled your pad from time to time.
Did you? Tinkled her pad? I don't know how to get away with it, do you? I don't.
I haven't seen you all season, no. You Miss Twicker.
No.
No sign of Asker.
No.
Where have you been?
I should think hot pickers. I know the type, all eat narrow and overdraft.
Well, I'm punting around this Penny now. Oh. She's just back from Switzerland.
Simply everybody's going there this year. Oh, by the way, Nigel, I don't believe you've met Frankie.
No, I don't believe we bumped.
No! I'm sure I'd have felt it if we had.
You know, Nigel's a frightful sport. Yeah. Plays a third game of polo.
Does he?
Yes, I've got my own string.
Have you? Oh, I prefer reins myself. Much safer.
So you like polo?
What?
You like polo?
Oh, love it! Yes! I love putting my tongue through the hole.
I say, that's just frightfully cool.
Awfully cool. I'm hurting myself. Wait a minute.
I say, if you pop the old pill, have you done any good at hurling them?
No, but I'm the right at chucking them. Please yourselves. Oh, Francis, you madcap.
Actually, Nigel, we were just going to eat. Perhaps we'll see you later.
But I'll be around. Ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao. Three ciao's for Nigel. Good. And I've seen him on the telly getting strains out of sinks.
Actually, Frankie, his daddy owns several farms.
Oh?
Mm, he's rolling in it.
To eat his own.
Dinner is served, monsieur, and here is the wine list. May I suggest now a Chablis 53?
You may not. Huh? 53? I suppose you can't get rid of it. Let's have some new stuff, not the stale stuff.
As you wish, monsieur. Now, what is your choice?
Look at this. Tucked away under the gravy stain at the bottom. Finsbury Park, 66. That's more like it. We'll have a magnum of that.
Oh, this is such fun. And who knows, Frankie, we may win an absolute packet at the table.
Yes, I like to mingle with the big spenders. I'll cash some more luncheon vouchers. 3 or 4 should be ample. I sat at the swimming table. I was ice cool. I found out why later. I got my foot wet in a champagne bucket. We played for 2 hours. I wasn't having much luck.
Oh, Frankie, I think we'd better leave it. It just isn't our night, is it?
No.
Well, it's 6 games on the trot.
I think you're right. I'll settle up and we'll push on. Oi, Herbert!
Yeah, monsieur?
I'll have the bill.
It is ready, monsieur.
Right. What? 78 nickel? You must be round the twist.
It's for the meal and the tables.
Tables? What are you having, a closing down sale or something?
For the gambling, monsieur, quite correct. £18 for the meal, 60 you lose on the tables.
I only played 6 games.
That's £10 a card?
A tenner? Oh, I thought you said a tanner. I've been hoodwinked. You can whistle for your 60, you do your worst.
Humiliating. What will I tell Daddy?
You're lucky. You're only in the kitchen. Look where they put me. I must go. No, I must go now. There's a rush on. Thank you, gentlemen. Don't forget the saucer. Thank you. By the way, there's something I wanted to tell you. Oh, no. Fancy getting a phone call in the middle of a show. Would you excuse me just a second? Hello? Francis Howard here, darling of the masses. If this is a fan, will you be quick with the adoring bit? Only I'm in the middle of a broadcast. It's who? Really? Oh, well, of course I'll speak to him. You'll never guess who's coming on. H.W. You're there, sir. Oh, good evening. How's that, sir? Are you just knocking your pipe out? May I inquire how your good lady is? I know, yes. Yes, you are a bit of a trot from the shops. Yes. Yes. You'll think you're moving to the back? Yes, well, I can understand that, sir. Big Ben's enough to keep anyone awake. But when you're so close, yes. What can I do for you? You offer me what? A government post? A cabinet level? With a car and the usual perks? I can even use the spare room at Checkers at weekends. Well, it would be churlish of me to refuse. Well, I can... Yes, I can tackle the job, sir. I'll cancel my autumn tour of the Derby and Joan clubs. Yes, sir. Right you are, sir. Thank you for ringing. Yes. Goodbye, sir. Yes. Well, I'm speechless. That won't last long, don't worry. Can you imagine Francis off the front bench? Wallace June! Hare, here. Here, Hare.
Who was that, Frankie?
It was Harold in person.
You mean the Harold?
How do you know?
Well, they reversed the charges. It's the credit squeeze. I've been offered a job. Minister of Entertainment.
What? That's marvellous.
Yes.
I thought they'd got enough comedians there already.
Watch it. You're talking about my colleagues. Watch it. Minister of Entertainment. Now, We've got to get the nation laughing again. Take their minds off the problems of the day. You know, such as, can you tell the difference between butter and the other stuff?
You're right. And Frankie, get the shoulder padded, just in case.
Of course, the honours list. But that sword can come down with a bit of a whack. Just think, Lord Howard of Acacia Crescent. That'll get a few curtains on the twitch.
What about the post office tower? Now, that could be livened up.
You're right. We could speed up the revolving restaurant and fit chair planes to it. $5.
Say, holiday camps are popular.
Are they?
What about starting a government one?
That's a good idea. We could take over Hyde Park. There's some fun and games gone there, as it is. You should have been there the day we opened.
Roll up, roll up. This way for the nationalised bingo. The first lucky player to shout house gets the mortgage.
That's a twist, isn't it? That's a twist. How else can you get one? Let's face it.
Come along now, ladies and gentlemen, for the new Treasury panel game, Halve Your Money.
This way, ladies and gentlemen. 7 shots of Tanner, chance of a lifetime. Knock Bessie Braddock out of bed.
It's all going splendidly. The ballroom's packed.
So it should be with Teddy and his band. It's an all-party do. Joe's here with his crowd telling fortunes. They always did, didn't they? Oh, you're getting the satire tonight, have you noticed? Now, the camp was no trouble, so I turned to something else. Now, I thought to myself, hostesses do very well on planes. Why not have them on buses? Something like this.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard the 38A Double Decker. We shall be travelling at approximately 4 miles an hour. The weather and visibility at Marble Arch are good.
Now, I tried these hostesses on the underground, but I can't stuck there, because we had an all-day rush hour on the inner circle, because I enjoyed myself while it lasted. What with a strip club of the stock exchange? No bulls, just bears. Things got out of hand. No one was doing any work. It was one long round of pleasure. Well, I thought it was a good idea, using those cranes of the docks as lucky dips. That's when I got this phone call. Good morning, sir. You were 2 hours late getting in. That Mardi Gras in Whitehall snarled the traffic up. Mardi Gras, you're having a reshuffle. Oh, you're giving my job to... Oh, him? Well, he's a bigger clown than I am. I could be what? Minister of Natural Gas? Well, that's a challenge. Well, where will I work from? Oh, yes, in the middle of the North Sea, yes. Below it. I can take a hint. Thank you, sir. Well, that was that. Of course, I know what it was. I know what it was. I was getting too popular. But as I said, I didn't want his job. I like something permanent. Thank you. Have you noticed it's all trends these days, new ideas cropping up? You take my hairdressers. I used to stroll in, flop into a chair, have a chat with Albert about the weather, give a tip for the 3:30. At least it's how it used to be, till the other morning.
Good morning. So nice to see you. I'm ready for you.
Pardon?
I'm the new assistant, Stella. Chair 3.
I'm Francis. Chair 3.
Do settle down. I'm all yours for the next 20 minutes.
Let's see how this ends, won't it? And you're mine for the next 20 minutes. This is an improvement.
I'm sure you're going to be very happy with me.
Oh, what? She's a sport. She's a sport. Oh, you've got such warm scissors. Happy snipping.
Now, under the sheet.
Oh, she's a sport.
Just you, sir.
Oh, pity.
How shall we start?
Yes. Oh, what a lovely touch you've got with the cotton wool. Albert never bothered.
Oh, didn't he?
No. He just ran it down my collar till my eyes bulged.
Well, now.
Yes?
What about the parting?
Oh, it's going to be such sweet sorrow.
You know, I am a stylist. I've already got several ideas for you.
What a coincidence. You've got one or two for you.
Tell me.
Yes?
Mr. Howard.
Yes?
When I do this, does your scalp tingle?
Oh, yes. From head to toe.
I do shaves as well, you know.
Pardon?
I do shaves as well.
Do you? You're having a close one now, dear.
I can recommend a very good aftershave lotion.
Wrestler? Oh, I get the idea. 40 submissions to the flagon.
I've nearly finished now, Mr. Howard. Will you be making another appointment?
Of course. I shall be in at 5 o'clock.
Oh. What day?
Every day. I shall bring a wig.
No, tomorrow I'll give you a manicure.
Oh, God! Oh, I'd like that. I always say there's nothing like a little cuticle in the cubicle.
Goodbye, Stella.
I had a very trying half hour the other afternoon in a post office of all places. You see, the thing was, I had an important letter to post. You know, it's just a simple job. But you get a post office when it's crowded. It's more like a betting shop when the outsiders come up. And this place is packed, full of prams, dogs, wet umbrellas. And half of them are only there to have a chat and compare phone bills, as I found out when I fought my way in. Hello, I'm at a guest. 8 grills and 7 of them closed. The only counter clerk's on the phone. I'll join the queue. Excuse me, this is very urgent. I wonder if I could push in.
No, you can't. I've been waiting here 20 minutes now.
Troublemaker. Must get his pension before opening time. I'll work my way in here.
Oh, no, you don't. You get to the back of the queue.
But, madam, I've got this very urgent letter.
You take your turn like the rest of us.
Oh, this is hopeless. Look at the time. Nearly 10 to 6. All right, Clark. Let's have a little service when you finish putting your bets on, please.
You'll all be served in turn, and there is no need to criticise their efficiency.
Oh, I didn't realise it was the Postmaster General helping out. I must whittle this queue down somehow. This calls for a spot of crafty infiltration. I'll start the chat. Hello, madam. What a lovely little baby you've got.
Oh.
Little chubby chops, isn't he?
Oh, well, he's all right when he's asleep.
Oh, there can be a trial, can't they? Oh, you the water. What's the matter? You think I'm mad, don't you? You dare. Is little Diddums having a nice kiss?
Oh, careful. You'll be waking him up.
Oh.
That's just what you have done.
Oh, it was quite unintentional. Ah, there. I see he's got a tooth coming through. Like a bayonet. Wish I was wearing gauntlets.
Now you really have started him off. Once he gets the taste of blood, there's no holding him.
Charming. A right little monster, isn't he?
Oh, how dare you? He was all right till you started. There, Derwent. Was it the nasty man he did?
No, it wasn't. Let me take him. I got away with the wee one. Ah, there. Is you trying to tell us something? Oh, well, wasn't you? I'll put him down again. The suit isn't drip dry. Oh, there, look. He's got some hair coming through. Ah, that's early, isn't it? Or late.
Oh, look. I've got to get my family allowance. I need that 13 quid.
How much?
Oh,
you've been busy, haven't you? You're in a right welfare state, aren't you?
If it is any business of yours, it's for 8 weeks.
Change him, somebody, please.
Oh, dear, it's all your fault. He'll never quieten down now.
Well, look, I'll keep your place. You take him out for a spot of fresh air and a gobstopper.
Oh, well, all right, then. And will you watch the prank?
Yes, don't worry.
Come on, Derwent. Come to Mummy, baby.
Well, that was cunning. That was cunning. I've gained one place. Now, what's the next hurdle? Excuse me, sir. I wonder if I might,
I've already told you. Can't you wait your turn? I'm here to renew my dog license.
What a splendid animal, isn't it? Very frisky, isn't he? He's cleared the counter twice with his tail.
Yes, he's quite playful. I've been throwing his ball to him in the park.
What, this one? In the basket? Oh, yeah, I can see he likes it. Take it, boy.
What have you done now?
Good job your dog hasn't got laryngitis, isn't it? That should be finished. It bounced right over the counter and can't he jump?
Get him off me! Who let this dog loose now? Get him off me!
So sorry, but he broke my dog over
there. Oh, have a rest, dog. Have a rest now. You're barking yourself to death there.
Keith, Keith! Here, boy, here!
Dangerous brute. Ah, he's back. Good old Keith. Got a mouthful of postal orders than a postman. Drop him, boy.
Get that confounded animal out of here now. Somebody's going to have to pay for this.
I know. This will never be allowed in. It's not a paddock, is it?
It's all your fault. Keith, Keith, come back. Come back. Here, Keith, Keith.
Well, that's him out of the way. Two gone. That's a laugh, isn't it? What a lark, isn't it? Look at the time. Only 2 minutes to go.
Here we are, madam. 4 insurance stamps and the leaflet you wanted about premium bonds.
Thank you. Now it's my turn. Now, I'd like a stamp.
Oh, and I've got him off to sleep again. Thanks for keeping my place.
Look, just a minute. You can't put in here.
I can't what?
Put in.
I tied Keith up outside. Somebody rather's here.
No, you can't put in here either, cheeky devils.
I was ahead of you.
Ah, you were.
Oh, what a dignity.
Disgraceful.
Now I have my stamp and a 2-bob postal order.
Sorry, we'll close.
This must be the post tonight. My future depends on this.
It's not about my money. I was here inside if it hadn't been for you.
And my license. I've got to have it. If you didn't, Bucky,
Do you know what you've made me miss? The youth club dance.
Youth club dance?
Yes. Yeah, you're too old for that. Well, that's when I came in here, I tell you that. For the last 30 minutes, you've been with Jim Whitfield, Wallace Eaton, Robertson Hare, and Frankie Howard. The script was by Charles Hart and Peter Bishop. The show produced by Bill Worsley.